is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is ready for a fight. He brought his Fighting Oligarchy tour to Kenosha, Wisconsin last night.
For years, I have been talking about how America has been moving toward an oligarchy. Well, we're no longer moving toward that oligarchy. Today, we are living in that oligarchy, and we say no.
Cryptocurrency, that was the focus yesterday as President Trump hosted the first ever White House summit celebrating establishment of the cryptocurrency strategic reserve.
Last year, I promised to make America the Bitcoin superpower of the world and the crypto capital of the planet, and we're taking historic action to deliver on that promise. From this day on, America will follow the rule that every Bitcoin knows very well, never sell your Bitcoin. That's a little phrase that they have. I don't know if that's right or not. Who the hell knows, right?
The opening deposit of Bitcoin into the strategic reserve is worth an estimated $17 billion. The funds were seized from court proceedings. A deadly police-involved shooting in Newark, New Jersey. CBS New York reporter John Diaz has details.
People gathered right outside an elementary school moments after the tragedy when Newark Police Union says two officers were shot during a shootout, sources say, with a teenager. Both officers were then rushed to University Hospital, but authorities say one of them died.
We have reports the teenage suspect also died. Investigators have released more details about the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife. CBS's Carter Evans reports.
They saw that she'd been emailing with people on the morning of February 11th. They saw that she got home at around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but then all communication from her ceased. So they believe that she succumbed to the hantavirus sometime around February 11th. Gene Hackman, what they're looking to for his time of death is his pacemaker. It showed activity as late as February 18th, suggesting that he was alive for a full week after his wife died. Now, the big question is what transpired during that week, and the question is unanswered at this point.
Their bodies were found in separate locations in their home on February 26th. South Carolina has carried out the first execution by firing squad in the U.S. in 15 years. CBS's Meg Oliver reports.
Behind a century-old electric chair, 67-year-old Brad Sigmund was strapped down, hidden behind a wall. 15 feet away, three corrections employees fired live rounds at him through a small rectangular hole, a method he chose instead of lethal injection or the electric chair.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Then tomorrow night, they take on the team with the best record in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Bucks have won 8 of their last 10 games since adding players at the trade deadline, like Kevin Porter Jr. and 6'9" Kyle Kuzma. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
The guys that we have brought in have been really good. Just a great fit. Kuz's ability to play so many positions and do so many things has just been really good for us. Been great for Giannis, you know, to have another big on the floor.
Women's college hockey, another win for the Badgers women's hockey team. They beat the Duluth Bulldogs 3-1. Casey O'Brien with her 80th goal of the season. That's the most in college hockey since 2018. So the Badgers now advance to the championship round tomorrow in the WCHA final face-off tournament being held in Duluth, Minnesota this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the mid-40s, a little breezy out of the southwest. Clear tonight, 31. Sunshine, 50 degrees for your Sunday. On Monday, sunshine with a high near 57. Tuesday, mostly sunny, low 50s and mid-40s Wednesday. Right now, it's 28.
Forget, forget. Where- heard Corey's not going to be too bad of a day. They're saying sunny highs in the upper 40s. So that won't be bad. Yeah, the winds won't be a big factor at 10 miles an hour. For tonight, clear, low in the upper 20s. Right now, 27 degrees under clear skies at Radio Park.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did Mama saw? It was against the law. The Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Scene's home for local news, timeless hits is WRJN. Rick Johnson, Saturday morning soundtrack just for you. Thanks for coming along and joining. We've got the first installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown coming up, about 11 minutes or so. Hey, you know, the Don Rosen Morning Show is home to dozens of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. Now, You can hear many of them in podcast form if you just happen to miss something. It's on demand. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Don Rosen Morning Show, and you'll be able to listen to, perhaps if you miss something, you'll be able to check it out.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Away from a runaround sewer. Whoa, 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 whoa. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. A Sue goes out with other guys. Here's the moral and the story from the guy who knows. I fell in love and my love still grows.
keep away from her on her ride to a paid out.
As I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Said to my wife, say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman. It's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Send to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter for real. I can send to my wife.
Ah, 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 ah.
keep on spending sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon.
RJN Capsule Countdown coming up after this.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long.
See you in September.
Steve's home for local news and the timeless hits, and they definitely are great too. WRJN. And it's a little after 8:30, so it's time for our first installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown. This time around, we're going to stop at the year 1970, specifically the week of December 6th. And some of the things that were going on in the United States and around the world, the Palestinian revolt erupts in Jordan. Forces loyal to King Hussein suppress the revolt and expel the PLO from the country. And of course, in 1970, our president was Richard M. Nixon. Do you remember who the vice president was? Got your hand up? Spiro T. Agnew. He was the vice president. And of course, in 1970, the Beatles broke up. That was a shame because they probably had a little more writing talent that they could be doing, but they just decided to call it quits. And on your radio on December 6th, 1970, this is what it would have sounded like.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRGN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
I'm first to be thirsty in Montego Bay. Sing out.
9.
Heaven,
8.
No matter what you are.
7.
Got a black magic wand.
6.
Just begun.
Standing by for the number one song on this date.
Ba, 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 ba.
December 6, 1970, The Partridge Family, and I Think I Love You at RJN.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
Against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
RJN Capsule Countdown.
At the 9:30 countdown, we are going to have 1966, and we're going to visit April 2nd of 1966, coming up in just a little less than an hour.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the mid-40s, a little breezy out of the southwest. Clear tonight, 31. Sunshine, 50 degrees for your Sunday. On Monday, sunshine with a high near 57. Tuesday, mostly sunny, low 50s, and mid-40s Wednesday. It's 30 at our studios.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. To keep me warm, oh, I need to have
the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like the ship on the ocean.
that's right. We've got high school basketball tonight. Racine Lutheran and St. Cat's. Pregame 6:30, 7 o'clock, tip off.
Baby loves me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to up on them. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Alright. Ain't got no right, no, no you don't. Ought to be so excited.
tell you what, it's been a full 98 years. No doubt about that. WRJN's provided local news, timeless hits, too. 98 years, man. It's been a long time. Going to make the century mark. It's going to be a lot of fun, too. You, somebody that likes to be in the know, you know what's going on, what's happening. Well, you can sign up to receive the WRJN Weekly Newsletter. It's at WRJN.com, and the newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week, highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts, profiles some local businesses, and have tips on marketing and advertising. I could do sign up at WRJN.com, and they'll take care of all the rest.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is Pure Irish Luck, introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is here to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the leadership of Trisha Zunker. This history maker from the Wausau area is the first Native American woman to run for Congress. Zunker is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and has served as a justice on its Supreme Court, leading the fight for health care and the rights of Indigenous communities. She's also a teacher and former president of the Wausau School Board. She believes in standing up for students and teachers, promoting inclusivity and equity in education. Zunker's campaign for Congress and advocacy for our community inspires women of every background. She is a reminder for all people to pursue leadership roles to make your voices heard. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Maggie Dawn.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
It is Fade, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. No. Did it.
Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I feel alone. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Can't walk out.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. President Trump says he is strong.